Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Asking for a friend. Talked to one of my friends from over the weekend. She's been dating a new guy about a month now, and things are going really great. She's really excited about him and just feels like things are great. So they made that step of going to meet his friends. Mm-hmm. So he took her this weekend to a watching party for UGA to go watch football.
Yeah, Georgia and Tennessee played Saturday night.
And she realizes she hates all of his friends. She can't stand them. So here's the deal. So she goes in and she's expecting it to be like, you know, maybe it's going to be beer and wings, but maybe there's going to be like some like catered food or like a nice spread or whatever. And it was definitely more like frat boy. So she goes in and she's like, okay, I get it. Like, it's not fancy. That's cool. But as the night goes on and as they're watching the Georgia game, and they're all Bulldog fans, mm-hmm. And as the guys got more and more rowdy, she started to see their very juvenile side. So she told me two things that put her on pause. One, they were in the backyard shotgunning beers. Okay. And these are people in their early 30s. She's like, we are not 20-somethings anymore.
Way too old for that.
Right, exactly. And then she also said they were betting on their belches. Like, how long their belches were.
So was the Alpha Chi Sigma Gamma house clean as they were doing this? Or was it
like a grown adult's house, but these were all of his best friends. So she's like, okay, I like him. He's normal. He seems mature. He has a good job. All these things are going, but his friends are super juvenile. So she's like, is he just showing me the mature side of himself? Mm-hmm. Where really, once I start to get to know this guy, he's going to be super immature and juvenile. So her question is, can you work it out in a relationship with somebody if you can't stand their friends? Mm. Or do you have to merge friend groups at some point in your relationship of dating?
My question, is this a football only thing? Like, if they get together just on the weekends, they're not watching a game, are they still going to act like the frat boys?
Good question.
Or is this just during college football season? Furthermore,
I don't know that she cares whether it's just during college football season or not. She, like, thought she was dating one guy and then saw this whole new world of his friends. And it's like, whoa, is this relationship doomed? So text us, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. If you have any experience with this, like, did you at first hate your significant other's friends?
Right.
Do you ever even have to like their friends? Does that even matter?
Yes.
You think so?
They will be in his life for as long as they're together.
Yeah.
I know my wife, Gretchen, her friends, they're not going anywhere. Whether I like them or I hate them, they're not. Same thing with me. My buddies, my boys, yes. Now, we've grown out of it.
If you sign up for you, then you're signing up for the friends. Curtis, what do you think? Can you be friends with somebody? Or, I'm sorry, can you be in a relationship with somebody if you don't like their friends?
Absolutely not, because the friends were there before you, and guess what? The friends would be there after you.
Okay, so we need your guidance here. 51539, truly asking for a friend. Here's the Jen and Friends text line. Group therapy will continue next with Star 94.1. This is Jen and Friends.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
In our brand new studios today in Midtown, and our phones aren't quite working yet, so we're leaning on the text line today. Here's the question from a friend of mine who just started dating a new guy. Been together about a month, loves him. Just met his friends this weekend at a football party and said they're so juvenile and she can't stand them. So the question is, can you make a relationship work if you cannot stand their friends? 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line, and it looks like a whole bunch are coming in. People have experience with this.
From a 678, y'all put your names on these two so we can give y'all credit. I can't stand my boyfriend's friends, but we make it work because they're not there 24/7, and you just have to get used to it. From the 770, she needs to see them, the friends, at a more formal event.
at a more formal event.
Because you said they were at a house party watching Georgia, Tennessee.
Yeah.
So that's an opportunity. It's basically, if it's a bunch of reformed frat boys, you get us together and we're going to act like we're 21 again.
They were acting like they were still in college, like shotgunning beers in the backyard and then also betting on how long they could belch.
So,
so she was like, okay, this is, I don't like
now,
them.
If, had he won that contest, would she feel differently about him?
Maybe so.
He's competitive.
51539.
She sounds really lame. Lighten up. It's just one football game.
I guess when you're newly dating somebody, though, you're trying to figure it out, right? You're trying to map out, like, okay, do I want to keep investing time in this person? Do I want to keep going on dates? Do I want to keep spending money? Do I want to keep investing my heart in this person if eventually I'm going to be rolling my eyes at him as his friends every single day? So can you make it work or not?
It won't work. This from the 678.
Really?
If y'all decide to have a long distance, I mean, a long, extensive relationship, they're still going to be around. It personally didn't work for me. I didn't like them, and they didn't like me.
Oh, wow.
From the 678.
Okay. Any other ones coming in? I see them rolling in fast here.
I say it doesn't matter.
Okay.
From the 678. From the 470, I have some friends my wife doesn't like, but we've been together for 15 years. I've told him that we've been friends from the beginning, from high school to middle school. She just doesn't talk to them.
This one coming in from the 770 says, talk to him and tell him you don't like his friends. That's not going to go well.
That's too early. It is way too early in the relationship to say. I dated a girl once, and early in the relationship, she used to always bail on me to go out with her friends. And at one point, she told me point blank, my friends are always going to come first. No one's ever going to get in front of my friends. So,
really?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, then you weren't the right one.
I wasn't the right one. Yep.
Curtis, have you ever dated somebody whose friends you didn't like?
Well, it's not like I have extensive dating history, so no.
Not really. Yeah, I feel like it really does say a lot about a person what their friends are like. And so I feel like she got this peek into his world a little bit. Whether she likes that or not, she's got to decide.
Yeah, because you're associated with people who are like you in most cases.
Yeah.
So he probably tamed himself down for her so he could be, well, it was probably a little fake.
Right. So he's showing her the mature version of him, but there really is still an immature version.
When he really wanted to burp and slam beers too.
All right. I'm going to save all of these and send them to her. So if you got some guidance, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. And as always, if you need some help with group therapy, just reach out to us and we'll bring it to the table. That's what you do with group therapy is lean on your friends. It's Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.